I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians 4. It says this: "For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal." What a glorious truth that is. How many of you had algebra in school? You're all smarter than me then. You know, I liked algebra, believe it or not. I hate math, kind of, but I liked algebra. I don't know, kind of a strange thing. But here's the thing with algebra. You go, why am I learning this? You know, y over 14 and, you know, plus z with the q and, you know, equals this. And then they tell you to figure it out. You look at that. Well, give me a few of the numbers and maybe I can. Oh, no, you've got to find those variables. First time they told me that, I was like, this is utter nonsense. And then finally I figured it out, and it was enjoyable. But, you know, and believe it or not, I got pretty good grades in algebra. And I was like, that was fun and all, but what's it for? Are you going to go to the cashier, and she's going to go, oh, yes, your total is X over, you know, 2. What was this for? Then I realized as I got older, and I don't know if a math teacher would totally agree with me, but for me, it made sense. You know what? It's problem solving. It's problem solving. You know? Because when there's problems, you don't get all the numbers. You don't get all the variables. All the pieces aren't there. There's a lot of question marks, a lot of X, Y's, and Z's. Is it true? And you don't get that. And I found out that, you know what, it was okay to study algebra. It was problem solving. And then the word problems. It was problem solving. And that understanding, it was great help in life. I was saying, wait a minute, I don't have all of the variables. I don't have all of the answers. But I can get there. And that's what I want to give us today. It is kind of like X, Y, and Z. But God can put it together to where, you know what, there's a solution to this problem. He does the end. And he writes the next chapter. There's two questions we can ask ourselves. There's two choices that we can make. It's very simple. There's two choices that you can make when you've had a serious blow, when the unexpected's happened to you. What are they? Here's the first one. And you can choose to do this. It's your choice. Either we can rage against God for letting this happen and end up living our life in bitterness. Have you ever met someone like that? I have plenty. You know? They're so bitter against God. So why are you bitter against God? Well, you would be bitter too. And one person said to me, he said, I was 8 years old and my father died. You know, how could God let that happen? And now he was in his 30s, still bitter against God. And he lived all that time in that bitterness with a closed heaven. And it wasn't God who closed the heaven. It was his choice. That was the choice he made because of what happened. Here's your second choice. We can trust God's goodness through our trial. Keep the heavens open. You know, I say that because we don't know what's up ahead, and I don't want to predict storms. But sometimes just these few tips remind us, you know, I'm so tempted to just close the heavens and not look up. What a wonderful hope that is. I've experienced it. Others in this room have experienced it. And I want to leave that with you. You know, I want to just say too, maybe there's someone here, you've been through a serious blow and you haven't quite closed the heavens to God. You're still talking to God, but you're not over the hump yet. You know, there's still a little bit of, still a little bit of something there. Simple lessons today, kind of like algebra, not thrilling. But if you let the Holy Spirit lock them into you, you've got a weapon against the enemy. And what I love about it is this. It keeps us productive. It keeps us moving forward and victorious. It moves us away from being a victim to being conquerors. And that's good stuff.